Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Prediction Machines by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Gans, and Avi Goldfarb. Sophie, you and I both read this one, and I have to say, it completely reframed how I think about AI.
Sam, it's so good to talk about this. Yes, this book is a total game changer. The authors are economists, and they strip away all the sci-fi hype to make one simple, powerful argument. AI is really just a dramatic drop in the cost of prediction.
Right? And that sounds almost too simple at first, doesn't it? I mean, we're used to hearing about sentient robots and job apocalypse. But the more I sat with it, the more I realized that's actually the most useful way to think about it.
Exactly. They define prediction as using information you have to generate information you don't have. It's filling in the gaps. And historically, that was expensive. You needed a human expert, a weather forecaster, a stock analyst, and an inventory manager. Now a machine can do it for a fraction of a cent.
So the cost of prediction has plummeted. And when the price of a key input falls, everything changes. They make this great point that every decision involves a prediction. Should I stock this product? That's a prediction about demand. Should I approve this loan? That's a prediction about repayment.
And that's where the book gets really smart. They separate prediction from judgment. A prediction is a forecast. Judgment is about weighing the value of different outcomes. For example, a self-driving car can predict it needs to brake to avoid a squirrel. But the judgment of whether to swerve or brake hard involves ethics, passenger safety, cost of damage.
That's the part that got me, because that means AI isn't going to replace entire jobs. It's going to replace the prediction task within a job. They use radiologists as an example. The machine can read the scan and predict disease presence. That frees the radiologist to focus on talking to the patient, deciding on treatment, the human stuff.
The job changes, it becomes more valuable, and arguably more human. That's a much more nuanced view than robots are taking over. And it leads to this idea that the bottlenecks in any process will shift to data, judgment, and action. If prediction is cheap, what becomes scarce is good data, wise judgment, and effective execution.
And speaking of data, they talk about the AI feedback loop. The more you use a prediction, the more data you generate, which improves the prediction. Think Waze. It predicts traffic, people use it, they generate more data, the prediction gets better. That creates a winner-take-all dynamic.
So the company that gets the most users and data builds an unbeatable prediction engine. That explains why tech giants are so aggressive about data collection. It's not just hoarding, it's fueling a virtuous cycle.
And it also changes what we think of as a product. A thermostat is no longer just a device. It's a prediction machine that learns your schedule to optimize comfort and energy. A car becomes a prediction machine that anticipates hazards. Companies have to think of themselves as platforms for intelligent experiences.
They also tackle risk and uncertainty. Every prediction has a margin of error. When the prediction is highly accurate, you can automate. When it's uncertain, you need human judgment. The skill of the future is knowing when to delegate and when to intervene.
That makes me think about management. If a machine can predict the optimal inventory level, why do you need a middle manager to approve it? They argue organizations will flatten. The manager's role shifts from controlling information to curating judgment.
And the barriers to entry change too. A startup can access world-class prediction through cloud AI. They don't need a massive data center, but incumbents with proprietary data have a huge advantage. The key strategic question becomes, how can I use my unique data to build an unreplicable prediction?
They're also honest about the downsides, like bias. If your training data reflects historical biases, the machine will amplify them. They give the example of hiring AI that learns to favor men because past data did. That's not a tech failure. It's a failure of judgment in how we deploy it.
So the solution is to be deliberate about data and outcomes. It requires human effort to define fairness. The book offers a practical framework. Ask yourself, Can you predict it? Can you automate it? Can you scale it? That helps identify the highest value AI opportunities.
Honestly, when I finished this book, I felt more optimistic. It's not about humans versus machines. It's about partnership. The machine handles prediction, the heavy lifting of probability and pattern recognition. The human provides purpose, context, and wisdom.
The real revolution is that machines will make us smarter, not replace us. By freeing us from constant prediction, they let us be better strategists, leaders, and humans. The winners will be those who reimagine their organizations around this shift.
Okay, so my single takeaway from prediction machines is this: always ask yourself, is this task about prediction or judgment? If it's prediction, hand it to the machine. If it's judgment, that's where you add value.
That's a great rule of thumb. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Because in the end, the book's whole point is that prediction just got cheap, and that changes everything about how we work and compete. We'll see you in the next one.